With each episode of Treasure Box Books, I am encouraging you to look for the treasures in books with your family, and that encouragement carries with it an assumption. That assumption being that you either already have good books to read with your family in your home on your bookshelves, or you have sources for obtaining those books. My family has found books in many places, and some of those places, some of those sources, are worth revisiting and very much worth sharing with your family. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Hi friends, welcome to the Treasure Box Books Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Ching, a redeemed child of God, happy husband and homeschooling dad, and lifelong lover of good books. Fellow dad, are you eager to fill your children's hearts with truth and faith and wisdom and courage? Do you long to build growing, lasting, God-centered relationships with your family? If you're ready to inspire and equip your children to walk with God by learning and living together, then come join us on our journey, and let's go find the treasures in books. Hey, fellow dads, I hope you have been having a good week. Dwight D. Eisenhower has been quoted as saying, "In preparing for battle, I have always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable." I thought of that quote when looking back over the past month or so, which has been full of constant and unexpected changes to our plans, to our routine. And those changes have added some responsibilities to my already overflowingly full plate. And even my routine of daily daddy times with my children has been thrown off a little. So I've been playing catch up about every day for the past couple of weeks, finding a few minutes here and there to make sure that each of my children gets that daddy time that they need every week. I've got to say, I appreciate my children understanding these changes in our family's routines, these changes to our regular schedule, and I appreciate their being so patient with me. We have our plans, but we also have to adjust those plans according to the path of life that God has us walking in at the moment. To you who have been praying for my mom, I want to say a genuine thank you, and please do continue praying for her. My wife has also been very busy helping my parents with many aspects of research and meal prep and paperwork, and I keep finding myself surprised at the good and pleasant things that are becoming apparent, things that are always there in my family, but things that I wouldn't normally see except for the shadows. The shadows make the shafts of light appear all the brighter. Well, enough about the present distress that my family is currently walking through. Let's get to our topic for this episode of the Treasure Box Books Podcast. Several years ago, my family was still living overseas at the time, and we would make visits back to the U.S. to visit family and friends. And we were in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and we had an opportunity to have lunch with a fellow homeschool mom and her two sons. Toward the end of our meal, we must have mentioned that we were trying to stock up on our homeschool books before returning to our home overseas. Well, when we mentioned that, she lit up with a grin, and she told us about a place her homeschooling family went for books. Well, my wife and I found it. We enjoyed it so much. A bookstore. Not a very large one, but a bookstore, and we enjoyed it so much that when we made another trip through that area, we made it part of our plans to visit that bookstore again. In fact, I even dropped off my wife there and took the children with me for a few hours and let her enjoy book shopping for our home school for a few hours. To this day, I would love to go back and spend several hours there. And I would like to say a very heartfelt thank you to that homeschool mom for showing us that really good source for good books. And I want to say thank you to the Lord for letting us meet that fellow homeschool mom who pointed us in that direction. We appreciate what that mom did for us so much, we want to do the same thing for you. I'm going to give you a list. Now, usually when I have a list for you, that list contains only 5 or 6 items. But this time, I'm going to ask you to be patient with me as I pass on a list to you that contains 12 sources for good books. This list is not numbered in any particular order, although I probably did save the best few for the last as I made up the list. As you listen to this episode, when you hear of a source for books that catches your attention, don't worry about writing it down because you'll be able to find these sources for books listed in the show notes for this episode 33. Source for books number 1, betterworldbooks.com. For a few years, this has been the first source I look to for used books. And to give you an idea of what you might find there, let me share some of the titles that we have purchased from this company. The Cruelest Miles, The Heroic Story of Dogs and Men in a Race Against an Epidemic by the cousins Lainey and Gay Salisbury. 50 People Every Christian Should Know, Learning from Spiritual Giants of the Faith by Warren Wiersbe. The Knowledge of the Holy by A.W. Tozer. What Every Christian Ought to Know, Essential Truths for Growing Your Faith by Adrian Rogers. Life Lessons and Love Languages, What I've Learned on My Unexpected Journey by Gary Chapman. And a special, oh, special treasure, a gem in my treasure box of books, Expository Notes on the Gospel of Mark by Harry Allen Ironside. You might have noticed that most of these titles, with the exception of the first, were Christian books. BetterWorldBooks.com carries every conceivable genre of book. So when you go there, be aware that you're going to be hit with possibly all kinds of book covers that you might not want your children to see. So just be aware of that. But also be aware that one of the benefits of shopping on BetterWorldBooks.com is that in most cases, the books ship free. And many of them, if they are even out of print books, are priced very reasonably. The second source that I want to share with you for looking for books is, actually it's plural, if I recall correctly, it was one of my wife's former professors who first pointed us in this direction. We were visiting her alma mater, seeing some of her old professors. I think they were having some kind of a field day activity. And we asked him where to find used books, and we expected him to recommend used book shops. So we were a little surprised when he mentioned thrift shops. And he told us, I find most of my books at thrift shops. And so we began looking for books in thrift shops and thrift stores, and we haven't stopped. And so thrift stores, again, Salvation Army, Goodwill, Savers, and there are other thrift stores and thrift shops all throughout the country. Here are some of the titles that we have found in thrift shops that I am very happy about. I found more than these, but these are three that stand out. Just recently, I came across a copy of The Reading Life by C.S. Lewis. I had never been aware of this book. I have not finished it, but boy, am I enjoying this book, The Reading Life by C.S. Lewis. Also, please don't laugh at me when I tell you this, that I think this is really a treasure we found in a thrift shop. It was a Richard Scarry book, and I think, if I remember correctly, it was What Do People Do All Day? Well, we have a copy of that book already, but when you have a house full of boys who, when they're very little, like to look at Richard Scarry books, they get beat up. Not the boys, but the books. The books get beat up pretty quickly. And someday I'll have to tell you the story of when I was 4 years old and what I did to a Richard Scarry book. Not because I was angry at the book, but because I loved it. And my boys love Richard Scarry books. So we got another copy of What Do People Do All Day by Richard Scarry. That was a treasure we found in a thrift shop. Also, I found, wow, what a treasure I found in Savers a few months ago. Addresses on the Gospel of Luke by Harry Allen Ironside. And so the first two sources I'm giving you, I found half of my collection of Ironside commentaries on the four Gospels. So thrift shops are item or list item number two. And now source number three, Ollie's Bargain Outlet. Ollie's, O-L-L-I-E, apostrophe S, Bargain Outlet. These stores are, like Savers, located in about half of the 50 states. Ollie's does not carry used books, and I must say that a majority of the books they carry tend to be worth less than the paper they're printed on. But they do carry some books worth reading, and rarely, when we are in the U.S. mainland and I find an Ollie's, have I walked out of there without a book. Here are some of the books or the categories of books that I have found in Ollie's. Bibles. Yes, they carry Bibles. I've been in there and I've seen stacks and stacks of Bibles. Also, they carry some worthwhile children's books. And that word some, I stress again, with some emphasis, the vast majority of the children's books are a waste of time, but there are some that are worth getting there. We've also found biographies and how-to books. We've found a book or two on survival and outdoor living, things that my children really enjoy. So Ollie's Bargain Outlet is a source for books. Source number four is Alibris.com, Alibris.com, A-L-I-B-R-I-S. This online source is not one that we have used much, but it is a source. My order history shows that I have purchased only two books from them. They seem to specialize in textbooks, and we are not big on buying textbooks, but if that's what you're looking for, they might be the go-to source for you, Alibris.com. Source number five, BooksAMillion.com. BooksAMillion, one word, BooksAMillion.com. It's been years since I've used this online bookstore, but many years ago, shortly after I had begun living overseas full-time, I used this as my go-to source for books. I'd order books, have them sent to my parents' address in Hawaii, and whenever my parents would send me a care box, which was usually stuffed with some things I missed from home, like vanilla wafers or chocolate-covered macadamia nuts, they would include the books that I ordered on BooksAMillion.com. So that's a source that you can go to for books. It has just started raining. I hope it will not affect the recording, but we're going to continue with this. Source number six, Rainbow Resource Center for homes and schools. Some of you dads in your 30s and 40s or older may remember looking at the Sears catalog, the Wish Book catalog, especially in the few months leading up to Christmas time, imagining what it would be like to own one of those action figure sets or Lego sets or Lincoln Log sets or remote control cars or ray guns with the blasting lights and action sounds. It's all coming back to me. Well, Rainbow Resource Center is kind of like that, with catalogs geared specifically for homes and schools and really enjoyable for homes that have a school in them, for home schools. They sell science kits, dress-up clothes, which are actually uniforms for boys. They sell building kits, educational toys galore, board games, toy soldiers, and, of course, they sell books. I asked my wife if we have purchased any books from Rainbow Resource Center, and she said this.
Yes, lots of school books. They have good prices, fast shipping, and a very informative website.
Well, there you have it. She described this source pretty well. And whether you are homeschooling or not, I hope you'll check out this good, wholesome resource for families at rainbowresource.com. The seventh source for good books is christianbook.com. Their motto is everything Christian, and that's almost true. They also sell quite a bit that's not Christian. And to see what I mean about that, listen to episode 8 of Treasure Box Books podcast and pay special attention to myth number 4. But I don't say that to discourage you from shopping at christianbook.com. If you subscribe to their mailing list, they'll send you updates on their frequent sales, and you can get deep discounts on some really good products. We have bought Bibles for our children and for some of our friends from christianbook.com, including one of my favorite inexpensive Bibles, the KJV Personal Size Giant Print Reference Bible. It comes in imitation leather. It's published by Hendrickson, and it comes in several different colors or color combinations. I have one in black. One of my boys has one in brown. My daughter's, I think, is in pink. And one of my sons has an edition of that in a blue cover. I'm sure you get the idea that there are many different options for that particular Bible. All that to say, you can usually get that particular Bible at a good price at christianbook.com. They sometimes have deep discounts on somewhat recently published books, whether they were overstocked or slightly damaged or even weren't popular. I'm not certain, but if you know anything about books, you know that none of these factors determines the value of a book. So all this to say, you might really find some treasures for your family at christianbook.com. The eighth source for good books is the Scripture Truth Book Company. When I was growing up, my family and our church family knew the Scripture Truth Book Company, which publishes a single sheet catalog mailed out, I think, once a month. We knew it and referred to it affectionately as Fincastle. The Fincastle catalog is here. And we would pass the Fincastle catalog around church. And we called it Fincastle because the business ministry operates from Fincastle, Virginia, a little town in Virginia. Probably a good number of the formative books in my early days as both a Christian and a preacher of the gospel were ordered from this source for Christian books. More than likely, several of the books my dad recommended or bought for me as I began building my ministerial library came from Scripture Truth Book Company, including my set of the Bible Exposition Commentary, Volumes 1 and 2, Wiersbe's Expository Outlines on the Old Testament, and Wiersbe's Expository Outlines on the New Testament, as well as a really helpful book called Preaching and Teaching with Imagination, all books by Warren Wiersbe. Shortly after my church and I began sensing God leading me into the preaching ministry, so this was 25 years ago, roughly, or more than that, actually, my dad took me with him on a trip when he was preaching at a church in Southern Virginia, and the church there was not too far from Fincastle, Virginia. If I remember correctly, and this was a long time ago, but if I remember correctly, the church was maybe an hour and a half from Fincastle, and he made that detour so that we could stop in Fincastle and go to the Scripture Truth Book Company. Well, he took me to the little town of Fincastle, and I remember as we pulled into the driveway of Scripture Truth Book Company, he told me as we pulled into the driveway, I could fill a box of books and he would buy them for me. I really don't remember which books I selected, although I think they were mostly commentaries and biographies, and I was a little embarrassed about my dad spending so much money on me, but the fact that my dad viewed my future ministry as worthy of that investment and the way that he valued books for a preacher's toolkit have left a lingering influence in my heart and mind. That box of books was a precious gift from my dad, purchased from Scripture Truth Book Company in Fincastle, Virginia, and the website for that source is scripturetruth.com. Scripturetruth.com. I hope you will go to that website and find some really good, helpful books for your family there. Source number 9, homeschool conventions and homeschool book fairs. Usually these two go together because homeschoolers understand generally that you can't have homeschool without books. And homeschoolers in almost every state cooperate to hold an annual homeschool convention and book fair. And this can be a great place to browse books, to become acquainted with books, and of course, to buy books. So where do you find homeschool conventions or book fairs? Well, one way to find out where there might be one near you is by going to greathomeschoolconventions.com. Those are all crammed together. greathomeschoolconventions.com, and they will list regional homeschool conventions and book fairs near you. And of course, you can get online and search for a local homeschool co-op or support group in your area. And from them, you can find out from their leadership about your state's or your area's homeschool convention and book fair. And you might just be surprised what kind of treasures and books you find there. The 10th source for books is the Internet Archive. The website is internetarchive.org, internetarchive.org. And let me say, first of all, that this recommendation comes with a warning, and that there is a huge amount of inappropriate material on this website, inappropriate for children and inappropriate for anyone to see, frankly. And so you have to kind of be careful as you open Internet Archive if you're just browsing and not searching directly. But having said that, there's also a huge opportunity because there is a huge amount of great, old, mostly unknown books on the Internet Archive. The books by Ryerson Egerton Young are on this website. He was a pioneer missionary in the Canadian wilds back in the 1800s, and he wrote several books about his experiences there and of stories that happened that he was aware of. I actually hope to narrate several of these books into audiobook format and make those available on our website. There are books for boys by Theodore Roosevelt, the former president, such as American Bears. Also, a book that my guest, Brother Mo, I think it was episode 12, Report from the Ground War, he recommended a book called Blasts from the Ram's Horn, and that is available. Also, books by F.B. Meyer are on the Internet Archive, such as a book called Joseph, Beloved, Hated, Exalted, and I began reading that book, and boy, does it look like a good read. So there are some really good books available on the Internet Archive. Just be aware that, again, just because a book is old does not mean that it is good. You have to judge everything. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Now, source number 11, biblio.com. Biblio.com. They specialize in out-of-print and collectible books, although they're not limited to those categories. Here are some of the books that I have found on this website and ordered either for me to read myself or my wife to read or our children to read or for me to read to our children. Also, no particular order, My Listening Ears from the Discovering the Wonders of God's World by Joanne E. DeYoung. I think I said that right. Also by the same author, Of Skies and Seas. Be the Dad She Needs You to Be, The Indelible Imprint a Father Leaves on His Daughter's Life by Kevin Lehman. By the way, I listened to the audiobook version of that, and let me recommend that book to you if you have a daughter. Best Easy Day Hikes, Grand Canyon National Park by Ron Adkisson. The Titanic's Last Hero by Moody Adams. I have not finished reading this book to my family but every time I have opened it to read it, I have felt extremely convicted and challenged in my personal witness for Jesus Christ. Tyndale, the man who gave God an English voice, by David Teams. Years ago, I listened to the audiobook version narrated by my favorite audiobook narrator, Simon Vance. If you can get either the book or the audiobook, I would like to highly recommend this book to you. A really enjoyable, insightful, educational book that I picked up, I think, at a Savers or at a library bookstore a few months ago, is called Values and Virtues, 2000 Classic Quotes, Awesome Thoughts, and Humorous Sayings by the compilers Dr. Howard Hendricks and Bob Phillips. And I did not finish reading the entire book. In fact, I've read only portions of it, but I enjoyed it so much that I looked it up on biblio.com, found it for under $10, I think, and bought a copy of it for my dad, and he has really enjoyed it too. Rounding out this list of examples of books from biblio.com, Expository Notes on the Gospel of Matthew by Harry Ironside. So all of these books I have ordered on biblio.com. Again, they specialize in out-of-print and collectible books, but you can also find some fairly recently printed books. And like betterworldbooks.com, no shipping price for many of their books. I hope that you will use biblio.com to find some treasures of books for your family. Source for books, number 12. Friends of the Library Bookstores, or Library Bookstores. Now, I really don't know if this is a common practice in other cities or states, but here in Hawaii, it's pretty common, and my family really enjoys having this resource for books. It's a bookstore attached to the library. I have asked one of our librarians at our local library, what is the relationship? How does it work? And she said, to tell you the truth, I really don't know. All I know is that they call themselves Friends of the Library Bookstore. So I don't know how it works, what the relationship is, if the library gives them old books that are now being taken out of circulation and they sell them. But I am happy that they exist here in Hawaii. There are two within 20 minutes of our home, and every year both library bookstores seem to have several half-off sales, either on selected topics or selected genres of books, or even on their entire collection, and we have found some real gems just waiting for us in the Friends of the Library bookstores here in Hawaii. One gem that I found, I think it was last year, it's called The Chinese Ink Stick by Kurt Weiss. And I've got it right here. And the book caught my attention because on the outside cover, there were cartoonish drawings of people in native costume from all over the world. I thought, what is this? It looks like a children's book. And it looks like it's part of maybe a series about international stories. And so I picked it up, opened it, and I saw The Chinese Ink Stick. Well, that sounds interesting. That caught my attention right there. But then I saw the name Kurt Weiss, W-I-E-S-E. And when I saw that, I thought, that name sounds familiar. Where have I seen that name? And I began to think, was he the author of that book? And so I pulled out my phone and looked it up, and sure enough, he was not the author, but he was the illustrator of a book called The Story About Ping, P-I-N-G, and that is a fun story about a duck who lived on a boat in the Yangtze River in China. Well, come to find out, Kurt Weiss lived in China for many years. He was living in China during World War II, or what the Chinese call the Sino-Japanese War, and he was captured by the Japanese and assumed to be from one of the Allied countries. He was actually German, but he was captured and held in a prison camp for a few years. And when he was released, he immigrated to the United States. He made his home in New England, and he illustrated several books about China. Really, you can tell from his art that he understood China pretty well. He also wrote a few books, including this one. So he both wrote and illustrated The Chinese Inkstick. It's an out-of-print book. It is copyright expired, and I have recorded it as an audiobook. And we hope to have that available for sale on our website very soon. A few other titles we've purchased from a local library bookstore include George Washington's Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversation, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates by Brian Kilmeade and Don Yeager. I have listened to the audiobook version, and boy, what a story. Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, also by Brian Kilmeade. A book called A Long Walk to Water by Linda Sue Park. I'd like to recommend that book to all of my American listeners. We tend to think that the world owes us a living. We tend to think that everything should be easy. Even if we don't say so, we tend to feel that way. I personally think that reading or listening to A Long Walk to Water can really help to provide a cure to that wrong idea. It shows life in the stark, dark, harsh reality of a developing or a third world country where people really have to walk a long way to find water. One of the benefits of reading books like that is that it really helps us to put things in perspective and to have an attitude of gratitude, a thanksgiving attitude for what we do have, especially when we're faced with the reality of what many people do not have. One of the good benefits of looking for books at a local library bookstore is that you might find books for or about your local area. Here in our local bookstore closest to us, there's a Hawaiiana section of shelves, and that section is further separated into sections by island. So there's a section on the Big Island, a section of books on Maui, a section on Oahu, and so on. We have found books about hiking trails and local guides for our island that have been helpful to us. Your local library bookstore might have books like this for your local area too. So, those are 12 sources you can go to in your search for books that can benefit you and your family. Now, I would be remiss if I failed to mention two more sources of books, places my wife and I and our children want to visit whenever we are able to visit anywhere near these areas. And those two areas are Northern Indiana and Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, what is in Northern Indiana, Northeastern Indiana, and what is in Raleigh, North Carolina? In Northern Indiana, in a little tiny town called Howe, H-O-W-E, there is a bookstore called ARK, A-R-K, ARK, Paws and Claws Bookstore. All the proceeds from this bookstore go to help an animal shelter, hence the name ARK, Paws and Claws, and I have never seen a better collection of old out-of-print books for such a low cost as I found in ARK, Paws and Claws Bookstore in Howe, Indiana. If you're interested in visiting there, check out our website, treasureboxbooks.com. Go to episode 33 and you will find a link to that store. Finally, we referred to this place at the very beginning of the show. It is in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is called the Homeschool Gathering Place. And their website is homeschoolgatheringplace.com. This is the bookstore that homeschool mom in Raleigh pointed us to. And if we ever get to visit Raleigh again or even anywhere near there in North Carolina, we will do our best to work this place into our itinerary. If I recall correctly, and it's been about 10 years since our first visit there, this is the place where we first discovered the adventures of an Arctic missionary series by Gloria Repp, which you've heard us mention several times on this podcast. I think my favorite daughter mentioned it on episode 32, and it's been mentioned before then as well. We're really thankful that we were pointed to the homeschool gathering place. Well, there you have 12 recommended sources that you can go to, mostly online and some in person, and then those two more in Howe, Indiana and Raleigh, North Carolina. I really do hope that you can avail yourself of these sources and find some great treasures and books for your families. Have you got another good source for good books not mentioned in this episode? Let me know about it so we can pass that along to other dads and their families as you look for the treasures in books. If you heard something helpful today or feel better equipped to lead your family, maybe you have a friend who could benefit from this episode too. Don't keep it to yourself. Hit share in your podcast app or take a screenshot of this episode and share it with a friend. Or just post a link on Facebook to treasureboxbooks.com and let your friends know that this episode might encourage them. You can find any links and resources mentioned today on the episode page linked below, or just head over to treasureboxbooks.com and sign up to get our newsletter to keep you informed about future episodes and product releases. And if you've got a book recommendation or experience or idea you'd like to share with other dads, send me an email. My address is nathan@treasureboxbooks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until we meet again, keep leading your family to find the treasures in books.